Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This
is an
Intel Studios production.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? You all right? You're looking
yes.
very good today.
Oh, thanks.
I like the shirt.
Oh,
very
thanks.
Nice. Looks like it's from Liberty's or something.
Yes, it's a Liberty print.
Is it?
Yes, by J. Crew.
God, I love the Liberty print. I had lots of Liberty print shirts. Welcome, everybody, to Making the Cut, our podcast hosted by myself, Michael Douglas, and you,
Davina McCall.
This podcast is about recommending things that we have stumbled across or have been passed on to us, things that we've tried, tasted, used, and we feel we should share the love of those experiences. The big question is, do the things that we use, eat, or touch? Touch.
Feel. Look, swim.
Whether
navigate.
Whether they make the cut or not. So,
yes.
We'll get started. I've got a nice long list of things to kick us off with. But
firstly, yeah. I want to just say something about one of the products that we have recommended in the past. We've actually had some feedback from our listeners that Chillo have not been very good with customer care and have not been very good with customer service or their product. So actually what we've done is we have eliminated them from our podcast, and we're sad that something we quite liked has sort of not been up to standard for our listeners. So we've taken them off the podcast and yeah.
We've sent them a message and they haven't replied either.
This week
I'm making a cut.
So you look like you've got a lot of things on your
list. I've got lots of little things, really.
I like that.
Yeah, well, me too.
It's like a stocking.
it's full of little treats.
Yes.
For you, the listener, and possibly you as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, well, I'll start first of all by saying that after Ted Lasso is irritating me slightly.
What?
Because it's only coming out once a week.
Yes, I know.
And I'm just not used to that anymore.
No,
neither is
I know.
Anybody else. And there's something about it that just seems unreasonable.
Do you know, it's one of the things that I love about it the most. Chester and I start looking forward to Friday on Saturday.
Yeah, well, because you know it's coming.
I mean, we're
right?
really excited about it.
One of the problems I've got is my memory's not what it used to be for all sorts of different reasons. And I forget what happened in the last episode because a week has gone
really
by.
They don't really recap.
They don't do a very good recap,
no.
So it's a problem for me, that, because I like to get into bed each night and watch something.
Mm.
And I've been struggling. I finished the Ken Burns war documentary,
yes.
which broke my heart in two. Him and Lynn Novick, I think they're called, produce these things. And they know exactly how to pace this thing and then how to finish it off. Because, God, I was crying at the end of it. It's just so unbelievably moving, the way they introduce to these characters at the beginning. And then you go on this journey. You go through the war with them and then you get to hear from them from the end. And you get to hear their thoughts and ideas on what it all meant and what it was for and all sorts of things. Anyway, it was brilliant. But when that ends, it's like I've been abandoned or left by something. Like there's a massive hole in me going, what do I do? Where are these people? I'd love to go out for a drink with them or something, you know. So last night I started the trip to Greece with Steve Coogan and Rob Bride.
Oh!
But this is the fourth time we've been on one of these little jaunts.
We're retracing the steps of Odysseus.
Greeks were camped here 10 years.
I can do a week tops.
With a pillow. I won't camp without a pillow.
It's a shame we're getting the ferry. I would like to stay in the Hotel Lesbian.
Come, Mr. Bond, you like staying in the Hotel Lesbian just as much as I do.
If I can get my head down in the Lesbian, I'm more than happy.
Can I just say something?
Yeah?
Little bit upset.
Yeah, I did an hour about waiting for you on that one.
So, but not very long.
Yeah, I mean, I have been hard for a few minutes. You know. I was just so desperate to watch something like...
Can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you tell me that on here so that, like, I'd have to be nice to you?
Yeah, yeah. I thought if I told you and it was just the two of us, you'd go crazy. Like, throwing stuff around.
Stropping around, yeah. Screaming.
Can't believe you betrayed me like this. So I've nothing to say about it particularly. It's the same as all the other trips. What I would say that is really overwhelmingly nice about it is seeing two people, not in Britain, somewhere sunny and lovely, eating in a restaurant without a face mask, without any gloves on, without being waited on by somebody covered in PPE, and just this idea that holidays will come back to us all at some point.
Do you think they will?
Yeah, of course they will.
Really?
Of course they will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's all I've got to say about it. If you're looking for a kind of holiday in your brain, then go and watch it because, I mean, it's amusing anyway because they are funny. What seems to have happened, the relationship's shifted slightly. Steve Coogan feels more happy within himself and Rob Brydon is now allowed to entertain him, it would seem. And Steve does a lot more laughing. He's not as grumpy. So it's more joyous. I was just looking at some reviews on IMDb and a lot of people said, look, this has completely run its course. This is not that funny anymore. I'd rather watch something else. So it only rates at about 6.6 on IMDb, but I don't actually care.
Yeah, but you just love Coogan.
I love Coogan and Rob Brydon. I think they're both really good at what they do.
Mm.
The real joy of this show is the sunshine, the scenery, the food, and the conversation, really. It's not laugh out loud, but it is like taking your brain on holiday. Mm. So there's nothing else I can say about it other than that. And I'm really looking forward to episode 3 tonight. I watched 2 last night back to back. And I went to bed with a really big smile on my face because it was just like, and I texted Andy, actually, this might upset you, but I did text Andy and say, I can't wait till we can go somewhere hot and have a meal and some wine. I know, but it was only because it was two men, like, sat having a meal and Andy's so lonely. If I'd been watching... he won't listen
He's
to
not
this.
That lonely.
He's not that lonely, but he keeps saying, when can we go away somewhere? Can we go to Berlin for a weekend?
He will listen to this.
Yes.
Andy, I don't think you're... Yeah, every you're right. week.
I don't think he's lonely. He's not, like, sad and lonely. He's just like, he would love to, like, go somewhere. He keeps texting me saying...
Why don't we just ask him to come and live with us?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got to live together first.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I did text him. He didn't text me back, which was a bit irritating.
So clearly not that lonely.
Obviously not. He's out on the razzle-dazzle, probably. Anyway, go and watch it. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's a lovely, lovely trip.
In the same vein...
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about people not in masks
yes.
and seeing a drama. I started watching Dez 2 nights ago, which is the story of Dennis Nilsson with David Tennant in it.
We have now charged a man by the name of Dennis Nilsson with murder.
Confirmed that Dennis Andrew Nilsson has been charged with the first of what is said to be multiple murders.
Someone who knows our world, our community, needs to write this.
Do you think he'll shake his hand?
No, I shouldn't think so.
But you're also fascinated by him, aren't you?
I look in the mirror, you see me. Friendly, helpful, responsible me.
Killed on our patch for 4 years. He gets away with nothing.
Nice to be listened to. Makes me feel human again.
David Tennant is all over our podcasts. At the moment.
I've got another note about David Tennant here because we've had so many messages saying, isn't the David Tennant podcast good? It's like, yeah, all right. You know.
What about ours?
Break my
I hope
heart.
People are like sending him messages going, have you listened to Making the Cut?
Yeah, they should
it's
do
It's so
that.
Good. Mm. Anyway, he is so brilliant in this drama, but I was thinking, I kept looking at it thinking, this is a new drama and
yes.
there's no one in masks. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I mean, I know it's because it's set in 1983, but it is just nice, isn't it? Seeing
yes.
actors and people acting together. And I look at things and I go, oh my God, he's standing very close to him. That
yeah,
desk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so weird yeah. how...
Well, conditioned we are becoming.
We yeah. have become to social distancing. It's very odd. Anyway, it's the story of Dennis Nilsson. I think... We'd be hard-pushed to find anybody our age who didn't know exactly who
yes.
he was. He was extremely frightening when he got arrested. And I remember it was probably one of the first times that I properly understood the concept of a serial killer, that there were people out there that killed more than one person. It was on the news all the time. And how really psychopathic he is. I mean, he just shows no emotion whatsoever. But David Tennant looks like him. He plays that really brilliant thing where he's quite amenable sometimes, extremely clever.
Yeah.
And then if his ego or pride is bruised, then he lashes out and he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, excuse my language, sorry. But also amazing performances by Daniel Mays, who plays the chief cop. Also Jason Watkins, who plays, he's the guy from W1A.
Oh, okay, yes.
He plays Dennis Nielsen's biographer. So Dennis Nielsen got in touch with a biographer who he thought was great to write his biography almost the minute he got into prison.
Wow.
The arrogance of it, right?
It's very bizarre. That,
anyway, this performance is BAFTA award winning.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's knockout in it.
He's very good, David Tennant. Oh. I've always thought he was good. The first thing I saw him in was something called Blackpool with David Morrissey.
Oh, I remember
it. Yeah, and it was like a semi-musical and a drama. They all started singing and dancing at one point, which is not really my cup of tea. But I always say that about musical, and then you go to a musical bit of musical theatre and you're out there singing and dancing, aren't you? And then I think he played a Scouser in it or something like that. I don't think he played it as a Scotsman. And I was amazed to find he was Scottish. And then obviously we've seen him in a whole multitude of things. He's a brilliant actor, isn't he?
I mean, he was like the most unbelievable Doctor Who.
Yes. I mean, I never watched Doctor Who.
No, neither do I. But
okay.
But it,
yeah.
You know, it's quite strange when you think of Doctor Who's gone by.
Yes.
They didn't really enjoy huge success after they were Doctor
Who. Yeah,
yeah,
you get typecast,
don't you? Even Christopher Eccleston, who was
amazing
at the top of his game.
Yeah, totally.
He became Doctor Who. But David Tennant's just gone on to strike Broadchurch. Everything he touches turns to gold. And you know what? When I presented Sport Relief with David Tennant, it's very, very hard to do double headers with somebody if you don't know them at all.
Yes.
And you don't know if you're going to have any kind of chemistry with them whatsoever. And there are two people that I've been put with who I didn't know at all, who I really enjoyed working with. One was John Bishop.
Oh, yes.
Who is brilliant to present with.
Yeah.
He's so clever. He's so good at just everything he does. And the other one was David Tennant. And I was thinking, but you're an actor. Normally actors really struggle presenting.
Yeah.
He was so good. Mm. And we did a fake kiss.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Cellophane. Did you use cellophane between
cellophane.
You both?
I also had my daughter Holly standing at my bedside in the morning after kissing David Tennant on the lips, like literally falling to the floor with him. It was very funny. We're going to post it, in fact, on the Entel app.
Well, I'm not
so everyone
it.
Can see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Holly was by the bed crying, going, "You kissed Doctor Who," really sobbing, going, "Is this it? Like, do you still love Daddy?" It was terrible. I felt so bad.
Yeah, well, good. You should do as
she
well.
She thought it was real. You know. That's how good an actor he is.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it was real for him.
It definitely wasn't.
I've done his hair a couple of times.
And lovely, right?
Yeah, yeah, very nice. Yeah, yeah. I had to colour it. He'd had it coloured like ginger for a show. And then we had to make it back brown again. And it's a nightmare trying to get orange out of hair. But obviously, I'm an expert. I did it. He was very grateful. Okay, good.
And just very quickly, Des, 7.9 on IMDb.
Wow.
It's 3 45-minute...
only three?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, 45 minutes each.
Great.
And it's on... At the moment, I watched it on the Hub.
ITV?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I might need to delve into the ITV Hub a bit. I think
it's
you can
good.
Pay... To
yeah,
remove the adverts, can you?
Yes, you can, but
I
don't know how, but I didn't have any adverts on mine last night, so maybe I'm on a free trial.
Okay, yeah, maybe you get some kind of free trial. Mm. Okay, good, I'm looking forward to that. And ITV do a good drama. I would argue that ITV dramas since Broadchurch have been better than the BBC dramas.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it never used to be the case, of course, but very good. I have stolen your job.
Yes.
In the last couple of weeks. And
yes.
I've gone fitness mad. Fitness equipment. But I realised that you have fitness equipment. I could have just asked you for some, couldn't I?
Yeah. But I don't think I make the kind of fitness equipment that you require.
Well, possibly. So a friend of mine over lockdown, a guy called Joel Concalves, it's a name, isn't it? He's a hairdresser, works at John Frieda. I don't know him that well, but we know each other kind of on social media and stuff like that. I kept seeing him on my Instagram feed with this weighted vest on during lockdown. I used to think, God, that weighted vest, what a great idea. It's a vest, obviously, and it comes with these different weights, and you can remove the weights or you can make it as heavy or as light as you like it. So anyway, I tried to buy one, and it was sold out completely during lockdown. You couldn't get one for love and money. It's from a company called Gravity Fitness. He kept popping up on my Instagram feed wearing it, and then Gravity Fitness, obviously, due to the algorithm, presumably, kept popping up. So I kept trying to buy it. It was out of stock. Anyway, I saw him in it again the other day, and then I saw another mate of mine with one on as well. So I ordered one, and I've got it. So I brought it with me today. So it's a big Velcro vest. If you're on the Entail app now, you'll be able to have a little look at it. And then you have these bars that go in it, these metal bars.
It looks like
weighted.
A bulletproof vest.
It does. It looks like something a policeman would wear in the Americas.
In the Americas.
And then these bars go in it, and they slip in and out quite easily, so you can reduce the weight a little bit and slip them back in if you want a bit more weight on it. So as a starter, I decided I'd just wear it while doing the housework, you know.
Yes.
Because,
oh, God, I love you.
Yeah, right. So I put it on, did some hoovering, and I remember thinking, oh, this is all right. After about 10 minutes of hoovering, I was like, Jesus Christ. The sweat was pouring off.
But how much weight have you got on it?
I think I put 10 kilos in it for that.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like that much initially because your body obviously holds yourself up, but as you start to bend over...
Yeah, and then bending back up again.
All the physics. Yeah. Up and down the stairs, leaning over, put stuff in the dishwasher, do a bit of laundry, out the back garden, you know. I was like, Christ, I kept it on for 2 hours, basically. But when I took it off, it was like I was floating, you know. It was like, Jesus, like I was trapped to some helium or something. It was amazing. So I've been wearing it for a couple of hours a day.
Every day?
I've done three days in it this week.
And have you noticed a difference?
Not yet, no. But presumably there has to be some difference. I'm carrying this
so
extra
would
weight.
It not,
I would have
would
to burn
it not,
more calories.
Yeah, but why do you want to burn calories? Don't you want to just build muscle?
Well, I want to do a bit of both, which is largely due to food by the sounds of things. But some days I just haven't got time to exercise, but I would like to do some form of exercise. So I wear this vest and then I think, oh, if I've got 10 or 15 minutes to myself, I'll just do 20 squats. And you literally just squat. You don't have to pick anything up. You just squat in the vest, right?
Yeah.
Or a few press-ups. I've got a pull-up bar. You know, you can do a couple of pull-ups with it. God, that's hard.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm gonna put it on you now to see what you think, right? Because it's unisex, just so you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of weight in there. That's not fair.
10 kilos in it at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you lying? Look, okay. Look, you can't even carry it. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Don't hurt me.
What?
Okay. I mean, that is ridiculous already. He's strapping it to me.
All right. So I'm going to have a little wander around and see how long you think you could...
Yeah, I mean...
It's all right walking about, isn't it?
It is. It is kind of all right walking about.
And then bend over to tie your shoelaces or something.
But I would say this is the danger.
Yeah, yeah, if it's too heavy.
The really big danger is when I'm telling people in a workout DVD, I'm just going to come back.
Yeah,
to
come on.
When I'm telling people in a workout DVD to put their weight down. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's great getting off, isn't it?
I always say, do not bend over with your back.
Yeah.
And I would say this to anybody unloading dishwashers,
yes,
doing anything. Bend your knees and keep your back straight.
Sorry, I thought you were going to do that in a German accent.
Bend your knees. So you would go like this.
Yes.
So if you've got that on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go like this, you are going to
do yourself an injury.
Back.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, what it does encourage me to do actually is walk properly.
Oh, yes.
Squat to pick things up. Go upstairs with my back straight and my chest up. Because if you slouch, you start to tire very quickly. You have to hold your composure or posture properly. Or you start to ache.
It would make me nervous wearing it around the house just for...
Yeah, mooching about and twisting and turning.
Yes, and,
if
you take your mind off it for 1 minute, I worry that you would injure yourself. But the thing that I think it is brilliant for... Mm. Because you are quite light in weight, it is good for you for press-ups, for things like that, as long as you keep an eye on your form. I think it's amazing. And pull-ups, I mean,
yeah,
f- phenomenal.
Yeah, even if you just stick a couple of pounds in it. And you can take some out for pull-ups, but it is great. Because I can do probably 3 sets of 10 pull-ups without too much trouble. And I don't want to be doing like 4 sets or 5 sets. I'd rather just stick to doing those 3. But if I stick a bit of weight in there, then the resistance gets more on one thing or another. I have enjoyed it. The other thing it's good clever. For is walking the dog.
Oh, yeah.
You just go and walk the dog in it for an hour.
Yeah.
And essentially, I would have thought if you're carrying 8, 9 or 10 pounds, you're going to be exercising your legs quite considerably. You're going to burn more calories because you are carrying the weight.
Mm.
And it does encourage me to stand with better posture. I can feel myself perking.
I would absolutely say that that is probably a man's bit of kit.
Yeah. Well, ladies, if you want to get your husband something for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea, is it?
If he's a bit wobbly around the middle.
How much are they?
$99.99.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yes, but you can get cheaper ones on Amazon. And my friend said I didn't get the Gravity Fitness one. I got the one on Amazon for like $79.99. So there's cheaper versions out there. But the weights on these are good. They're just like little bricks and you just drop them in or pull them out. Whereas the cheaper ones, you've got lots of different weights and it all gets a bit messy, I thought, on those ones. Anyway, I really like it. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, good.
And I wake up in the morning, I think, oh, I'll put the vest on for an hour.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, wander around the house, do the breakfast for the kids and stuff like that. But it feels
Please
like...
watch your exercise. Posture. That's all I ask.
I got good posture though, right?
Yeah, but be aware.
I'm totally
and
aware.
Like, lock that core.
Yeah,
of course. And squat, squat, squat.
Okay. Lord, I love the 3 squats. So I would highly recommend it. I'm really glad I bought it. And I know it's expensive, but I remember thinking, 100 quid, should I really be doing this?
Yeah, but you've used it a lot since you've got it, haven't you?
And I am going to use it quite a lot more as well. I haven't run in it yet, but that's the next step. I'll probably put £2 in it.
Yeah, be really careful.
It's a kilo. So I'll put maybe 1 kilo in it and run and see how I get on. Yeah, and just build up to it. Because again, I don't want to run 10K. But, I'd rather run 5 and make it harder.
But also, if you are rubbing or if it jogs up and down, you have to see what that's like when you're running.
Yeah, it fits very snug, but I think I'd have to wear a vest and a t-shirt or something to make sure I don't start chafing. Yeah. Gravity Fitness. They've got a website, gravityfitness.co.uk. They're on Instagram. They don't have a lot of products, but they've got some nice resistance-y, simple products that you can exercise anywhere. You know what I mean? You don't have to be plugged into something or whatever. The idea is, I think, you can stick these in your back garden and have a go.
This sort of leads me nicely on, because we're just sort of talking fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I've slightly fallen in love with this woman, and I can't remember if I've talked about her on the podcast
before.
I don't
think you have. You've talked about her a lot, but not on the podcast.
I've talked about her literally everywhere else, but I'm not sure that I've talked about her on the podcast. Oh, no. I messaged her because I posted something of hers on my stories.
I don't think you've spoke about her.
I'm just going to show you that before and after that I've got from her Instagram page.
I find it hard to believe it's her.
I know. That picture, I think, is from 7 years ago.
So it's a 7 year
her daughter
transformation, yeah.
is a bodybuilder, professional bodybuilder. She's unbelievable. And she puts her mum on a sort of power building diet.
Okay.
I don't know what that looks like or what it consists of, but I would imagine a lot of protein and then a series of just really building her strength up and her weight. Now, what I love about Joan is she's called Joan McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
She is in her 70s.
74, according to that picture.
74. She has, last time I checked, 918,000 followers. 918,000 followers, people. And her daughter, who is the famous bodybuilder, has got sort of, you know, in the 100 or something like that. But she's got nearly 1 million. And that is because she is just joyful. And I really, really believe in that thing of you always look forward to your next decade or 2 decades and you need a role model to inspire you and let you know.
I totally agree with
that
this.
That decade is going to be okay.
I'm so glad you've said this. Yeah. I've always liked older men, you know, and I think that's the reason is because I see them and that's the future.
Who's your...
Well, Paul Weller, for instance. Okay. Like, I love the way he looks. I love how he dresses. You know, I love the swagger and all the rest of it. And, you know, according to all the things I read and go on Instagram and stuff like that, he's enjoying his life enormously. He still has a career, a job, money, family, and still enjoys clothes and fashion and art and all the rest of it. And he's now in his 60s, Paul. And
but he's letting you know
yes,
that your 60s
all right.
are going to be fine and that you too can look great, be slim, be cool.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know, still edgy, still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the really big thing. But what I love about Joan, by the way, her she's called Joan McDonald. Her Instagram page is called Train with Joan. Her daughter is called Your Healthy Hedonista, in case you're into bodybuilding. And she's got 142,000 followers. And I think she's got a sort of workout place where mm-hmm. you can go and train in Tulum in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, I know, really?
Right? Like, should we go? Yeah. I think we definitely need to recommend that. The thing about her is because she's done all these before and afters, and I'm not joking, these befores are from her 60s, mid-60s maybe. And she's 74 now, and she looks 10 years younger than she did in her mid-60s.
I totally agree.
And she it's available to all of us.
Mm.
And what happens as we get older, which is why your weighted vest is so interesting, is that we just struggle more and more to build muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, her daughter, Your Healthy Hedonista, has found a way of helping an older woman
mm-hmm.
build enormous amounts of muscles. But what it's done for Joan's confidence
yes.
and her body confidence and no doubt her health and, in fact, her risk of injury and all of those amazing things, as well as made her feel bloody amazing. I mean...
But that's what makes you look young, I think, isn't it?
Confidence. That it, you know, and also, I mean, Joan, if she tripped over and fell, she'd be absolutely
bounce
fine.
Up,
but the Joan of 7 years ago, pre-sorting herself, would have been very frightened of that. But she's extraordinary. And she's sort of become, like, super beautiful.
Mm.
I hope she starts advertising. I hope she becomes a huge star. She feels to me like a pin-up. When I look at some of the things, I've got a crush on her. And the other day, I posted one of her befores and afters on my Instagram stories, and I said, this woman is my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And she messaged me, and it was as good as when I realised The Rock knew who I was. It was up there.
We need
I've got such a crush on Joan.
We need to give her, like, a gladiator name. I'll have to think of one. Names on Instagram, please. For Joan.
If we making can think the cut.
I have a gladiator name.
What is it?
Wisp. Yeah. That's what it is. A mate of mine said you can either have Wisp or Twiglet. So I went up against Wolf.
Oh, God. Wolf versus Wisp.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd run round him. You know.
What's mine?
I love gladiators. It was great, wasn't it?
You know what? I tried to start a kind of thunderclap of, like, let's bring it back. I want to present it.
They did bring it back briefly, but it just wasn't the same. I think Kirsty Gallagher might have done something with it or someone.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But it was on, you know, a different channel and all the rest of it, but... In its heyday, it was brilliant,
but
wasn't
there's
it?
There's definitely space for another show to...
Well, Total Wipeout was huge. That's gone. The Ninja Warrior thing has gone. I quite like the hole in the wall thing that Anton Dubek used to do. He thought that was quite good. And then Gladiators, you know, it was years ago, obviously, but these big, high-energy, high-impacty type things
and
on a Saturday night.
And people trying to achieve
brilliant.
Something physical.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's brilliant.
In
it's always good. In studio, aye. My dad's gone fitness mad. He's in his 70s.
Oh, my God. Can we post a picture of your dad weightlifting?
Well, if you go on the Entail app now, you'll see him. But Stepmom sent me this picture of my dad deadlifting.
But it's really impressive.
I mean, I rang him and I said, wow, that's really inspiring, Dad, seeing you do that. Like, my only experience of my dad doing anything fitness was seeing a squash racket in the back of his car. And I don't think he ever played squash. I think he just had a racket. I don't know what he did.
He played golf.
He played golf, but I mean, golf's barely a sport. Come on, people. It's right up there with darts and snooker, you know. I do love golf, by the way, before anybody sends me any abuse. But yeah, I mean, he's gone fitness mad. He does kettlebells. He works out every day, I think. But his whole life, never before. But no, it's fantastic. I'm delighted to see him. And I can see, feel and hear the difference in him.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, he's transformed. He's a different person. You know, but still, he was always nice. He was always a nice fella, you know.
That's a weird thing to say about him.
Well, I know, but look, he's transformed. He was horrible before, but now he's nice. No, he's, you know, he's always been a lovely, lovely chap. I've got an Instagrammer for you.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. So me and my fitness guy, Andy.
Yeah.
I don't know Andy's surname, weirdly. I've known him for, he's been training me for
about, he's basically fitness guy Andy.
He's in my phone as Andy Fit.
Andy Fit.
His Instagram page is Shape Up Fitness.
And
he's in St Albans and he does lots of fitness classes and yoga and kettlebell classes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I used to go to a kettlebell class with him and then he was my trainer for a while. Anyway, he's been inviting me to the park every day to go skipping for the day. He says, we're doing skipping. I'm like, great. So I went there, did a bit of skipping. Oh my God, did I love skipping. So I
What's
bought myself a skipping
you?
Rope.
You've got weighted jackets, skipping ropes.
So this is me skipping rope, now, which is also, interestingly, weighted.
What do you mean? So oh, it's quite yes, heavy. No, I know. Yeah. These are the good ones.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, I just randomly bought that on Amazon, but I absolutely love it.
You can buy skipping ropes on Amazon that are a bit pants.
Yes.
Which is what I've previously had before. And what you want is a good turning mechanism.
That's
on the
great,
handle.
Right?
It's very, very good.
So these are called Yunmai skipping rope.
Yeah.
It's weighted. I think it's a pound in weight. I don't know if it's a pound per handle there.
Yeah.
Feels like it is.
Yes.
It was $23.99 on Amazon Prime, this one. And you've got adjustable lengths and stuff like that.
So explain why you like skipping.
Well, I haven't done it really since I was at school. But it always, when you see Muhammad Ali skip or Mike Tyson skip and everything, you think, oh my God, it looks so manly when they do it. Like, and then the skill of doing it, where their feet barely come off the ground. I've always imagined one day I would love to do that. So Andy said, well, come and I'll teach you. You know, so he's been teaching me skipping.
But explain to everybody, because it sounds like, oh, well, skipping, that's what we used to do in the
yes.
park. But how out of breath do you get when you, I mean, you, like,
it's
when I FaceTimed you or something and you've been skipping, you look like you've run a marathon.
Yeah, it feels like I have. And the following day, my calves and my ankles and all the tendons and ligaments, you can feel how much work they've had, you know. So it's been brilliant. A sweat or buckets. So what we do is like 5 to 10 minutes of skipping and then we do like 10 pull-ups and then 5, 10 minutes skipping it. And then we have those gymnastic rings and we do some push downs and stuff like that. So it's all outdoors in the park. But anyway, it's been really, really good. Do you want to see me skip? Should I show you a bit?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay, one foot row.
Okay, try one more. Yes!
So, yeah, it's been great, right? So even that is like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, marvellous. See, look how high my feet come up, though. And you know, with these boxes, they just come up
Yeah,
like
but
a
that's
centimetre.
Why you get so out of breath. That's what's so good about it.
Yes,
it's jumpy,
it is,
jumpy.
Isn't it? Yeah.
High impact, obviously, difficult for people with problems with their knees.
I did.
But if you're young, it's an amazing sport. Look how out of breath you are. It's amazing.
Imagine doing it with my 10 kilo weighted vest on.
Yeah, and for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it killed me. So anyway, I was doing that. Now, Andy's trying to do all these fancy moves. And I was like, what are you doing? And he said, let me show you something. So we went onto Instagram and he showed me this girl. She's from St Albans and she's called...
She's from St Albans?
Yeah, weirdly.
Everybody's from St Albans.
I think she's from St Albans, because if I look at her post... Anyway, she's called Lauren.jumps.
Yeah.
And she just does skipping videos.
Stop it.
Right? But watch some of this.
Okay, go.
You ready? So, oops, this one.
What?
I know. Whew, catches it.
No.
Is that, yeah? And then keep watching. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's absolutely exhausting when you look at all these funny little fancy moves she does.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking. You see that thing where she throws it out and it comes back to her?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's brilliant.
How many followers has she got? What?
Watch.
Oh, yes.
It's so cool, though, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, stop. She's got 46,000 followers.
Yeah.
I love her.
It's brilliant, right?
Lockdown. Wait.
Oh, go on, what?
Lockdown made me jump rope. Started 13th of the 4th, 20.
April.
Shut up.
So this must be a whole journey, I guess, from starting.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at the weather on these ones.
I love her.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. So this is from the 17th of April.
So you can do that. It's quite easy, that.
But I love it because this is her first foray.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to know more about her.
Well, we'll find out.
Dedicated my jump rope journey. This was on Monday after my first day with a jump rope. Lots of work to do. I know I should walk before I run, but I was pleased to get consistent bounces and mix up from moves on day one. And look at her body.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, hello, if I can get a body like that, skipping, I'm skipping.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then...
No, but stop it. I love her.
And then just have a look at the most recent one.
I mean, she's gone... Okay.
Yes.
She's gone next level, right?
Yeah.
Now she's dancing with a skipping rope.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say about it, is it's very close to dancing, because you're in a rhythm with the rope. And if you go
My God, she's so good.
If you go...
Wait, it's got music.
Has it?
I cannot handle it.
It's good, isn't it?
Michael,
yeah?
This might be one of the best things you've bought me.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
I love it when you find really obscure things that are amazing.
Well, every time I meet Andy in the park, he's got her Instagram thing lined up on the floor and he's trying to do these moves, these ones over one leg and over the other leg, and then he's swinging it around his back and stuff like that.
She's so good.
But, I mean... I've tried some of these moves. Look at this thing where she spins the rope
around
and catches it.
Well, that's a lasso. That's a lasso thing. She's lassoing.
Right?
She's like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels slow-mo Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
She's off the charts.
Lauren.jumps.
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah.
Lauren is amazing. I am following her right now.
But I have to say, as a piece of exercise,
oh
it's been really good fun.
Michael.
Like, I have loved it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You have also recently, you have slightly inspired me to get into skipping.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did it quite a bit with Jackie and Mark.
Yeah, I remember. And you did the crossover and all
of
that stuff.
Yeah, I did the crossover. Not so much for fancy pants.
No,
just
for
fitness. So I'm actually going to crack out the skipping
rope
again.
Great.
So thank you for that.
Well, when I come down, we'll do some skipping in garden.
Yeah, together.
Yeah.
In garden.
Aye. God, well, I'm really glad that went down quite so well. I was a bit worried about
that. No, that was amazing.
Lady Garden.
Yes.
They sent us our Lady Garden openers.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. How nice is that, right? So the Corona gadget, and we've got the Lady Garden ones. I've got it downstairs in my car, so I'll bring it to you later.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Very, very useful.
Thank you, Lady Garden.
And thank you very much. And if you want to know more about the Lady Garden project, then just go to their Instagram page and the link will be on our ladygardenfoundation.com. They are raising awareness for the five main gynecological cancers that affect women, and they do amazing work. Sarah, my bestie, recommended something to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done as she asked. I haven't called her immediately I watched it, which I feel bad about.
Yeah.
But I did watch... Is it called My Octopus Teacher? Sorry, I'm going to have to...
It's all right. I heard you on the phone talking to her about this, and I went and had a little look on Netflix.
Yes.
Is where it's on, and it's a feature-length documentary, I believe. I've not got around seeing it yet, so I'm glad that you've watched it.
It's called My Octopus Teacher.
Uh-huh.
And Craig Foster, basically is the narrator, but it is his story.
And who is Craig Foster?
Craig Foster is a photographer, cameraman from the Western Cape of South Africa.
Great.
He has got a kid. He basically was just really struggling. He had a kind of life event where he just thought, that's it, I'm a breaking point. I can't take it anymore. And he went back to a place where he always found great comfort. And he went to the sea and he made a promise to himself that he would swim in the sea every day for a year. And he went to this patch in the sea and he actually ended up going back to visit the same patch. It was full of kelp and animals. But then what happened was he got to know that patch.
Yeah.
Normally what people do is they go to different places all the time. Yes. They want to experience all the different places in the sea. But he then, out of the corner of his eye one day, sees an octopus. And he goes to watch the octopus and then something fell and the octopus swam away very quickly. And he thought, oh, well, I'll never see the octopus again. But he actually did end up seeing the octopus.
Right.
And one day, it's amazing, this octopus just reaches out and puts her tentacles on him.
Wow.
And then sort of like climbs onto him. And they develop a really rather beautiful friendship.
Whoa.
But obviously things happen in the wild that he can't get involved in. And stuff happens to this octopus. It's like the best nature documentary that you've seen, but also the most scary thriller.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And, you know, because you kind of know what's going to happen. You know she's in extreme danger.
Yeah.
You know that he's there
and
he can't do anything about it because this is nature and you can't get in the way of nature.
Yeah.
So it's extreme in that way. It's a very slow burn.
Okay.
He has a very calm, and what I quite like about him is that he's almost emotionless. But there is a point where he talks about this octopus where you can see he's getting a wobbly lip. I cried in it. When it finished, I was completely just empty of emotions. I felt like I just bleh.
Oh, wow.
And it finishes with him and his son sharing a sort of him sharing his experiences and all the stuff that he's learned via this octopus and sharing it with his son. It's really amazing.
Okay. So it's got to be watched.
I would say it's got to be watched. It's got an 8.5 on IMDb.
Wow.
I mean, the reviews are rave reviews. It's basically how lovely it is that animals can teach us so much. You know, we've got so much to learn from animals. Did you know that octopuses are really, really intelligent?
I mean, I didn't know.
The first time he noticed this octopus, it's covered in shells and it's got its tentacles and it's picked up bits of shell and stuck it to its body all over everywhere like that.
To camouflage itself.
And just holding its... Well, no, because its body can very easily camouflage itself any colour.
Oh, so why is it doing that?
It's done that to protect itself.
Oh, like armour.
But you don't know that.
Okay.
At the beginning, because he arrives and he sees it like that and he goes, that's weird. I've never seen anything like that. And then he realises it's an octopus. And he said he's never seen an octopus do that before. That's so weird. Why do they need to do that if they can camouflage? But it was to protect itself from a shark.
God.
And when the shark picks it up, it can't get through because it's covered in shells.
Wow.
So it armed itself, basically. But it was
very sophisticated, though.
I mean, they are so sophisticated.
Yeah.
He went back and he watched this octopus make a mistake, learn from it, and he'd go back, and the octopus would have adapted already.
Weird, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And he and this octopus, there's a moment in it towards the end that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And their last encounter together is so amazing.
Okay.
He has an absolute cuddle with an octopus. This octopus leaps onto his chest.
Could you imagine him being cuddled by eight arms? Be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Oh God, I'd literally take anything at the moment.
Okay, I'll give you a cuddle. The last thing I want to talk about this week is is a new song that was presented to me by iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I sent it to you. It was Tim Minchin's new song. Yeah. So, as you know, I'm a big fan of Tim Minchin, and lots of people have recommended the David Tennant Tim Minchin thing, which I listened to. It's quite interesting because I had an interaction with somebody on our Making the Cut thing, if I can find it. Because I think I'd said about Tim and David talking about having imposter syndrome, but also knowing full well that they were very good at their jobs, and this was a contradiction. And Lucy had said, just listen to the episode of You Two in the new season. Thought your point, or perhaps Tim Minchin's point, about having self-belief and imposter syndrome can't come hand in hand. It's an interesting point and one that comes up with clients all the time. I think Lucy coaches people. And I think there are so many variables. It isn't that clear cut. It depends on so much. You can believe that you are amazing at what you do, but find situations, people's and moments trigger the imposter syndrome. Could share so much on this. Such an interesting discussion. Absolutely love the podcast. And I do agree completely with that. It is funny that you can be both things at the same time in some cases, you know. And I remember I'd said, oh, thanks. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think we're all walking contradictions to some degree. I remember Bono said in an interview once, oh, I quite like quoting Bono, but he said, slap bang in the middle of a contradiction, that's where all the action is. Mm. And I loved that idea because you do find yourself talking sometimes and thinking, yesterday I said the opposite to that.
And that's because...
presumably you're confused about what you think about something, perhaps.
Well, and also I think that... self-esteem or fear or confidence can be with you one day and not the next. Mm. So you might wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and go, God, I look quite nice today. And then somebody looks at you funny on the train and you think, God, I hate myself. I hate what I'm wearing. Why did I wear this? They looked at me funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. It's very funny, isn't it? But
all of those things. We are all things.
So Lucy Tull, it was very nice of you to contact us. But after that message, I got this thing from iTunes. Say Tim Minchin released a new song called Airport Piano. I love Tim Minchin.
He's so good.
And anyway, if you're interested in listening to something really well made, I mean, it's a brilliant song. If you know anything about writing songs or song structure or anything like that, God, the guy's so good at it. It's so sophisticated. But I can understand why people don't like it. It's too clunky for them, I think, because
his lyrics for me are the thing that I just always marvel at. When he was talking in that song about the dads taking his kids on a ski holiday to try and bond with them.
Yeah.
It's just so painful, yeah.
Yeah. And the chorus is, women in SUV Porsches always look miserable. One of the lines is, always look miserable. I don't know why they're so sad. Maybe it's the calories they could have had.
Yes.
And God, that's really...
so good.
And there's so many nice lines in it. So on iTunes, if you listen to a song, you can if you swipe up the screen, you get the lyrics. Because obviously as a song speeds up and it's hard to catch on to what he's talking about in the lyrics. But then, you know, I guess it's a real stab at growing older or getting older and realising how frustrating the world is and what you've become. It's brilliant. So listen to it two or three times, have a little look at the lyrics, but it's an absolute treat. And it's on an album called Still Apart or Being Apart, something like that. It's obviously not all come out yet. So there's three or four songs on the album. I guess there's another five or six left to come, but I'm very excited about it. So go and listen to it and I hope you enjoy it.
He does some quite good lives as well. Follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
His lives always happen. Or quite often happen in our evening or our morning.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the opposite, so it's quite fun. Like, he'll go, I'm just waking up and I'll just be going to bed.
Have you seen the video to the song?
No.
Because the line is, I wrote this song on an airport piano.
Yeah.
But the video is him actually writing the words of the song on the piano.
Oh.
So he's not writing the song as such, he's writing on the piano.
Oh.
You know? So, you know, a little play on words, which is very him as well. But it's a really cool video. Anyway, enough. What about you?
This is a very quick one.
Good.
This is for any mums and dads out there who want to watch a very lightweight TV programme with probably teenage boys or girls. It's called Teenage Bounty Hunters.
And yes,
I know
that
you would think, it's absolutely going to be pants, but it gets 7.7 on IMDb. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's it's twin sisters, Sterling and Blair. They're 16 years old and they are deeply Christian. They're at a very Christian school. Their parents are very, very Christian. They live this sort of pious life, but at the same time, these two girls are really naughty and they want to kind of just, I don't know, break out of this kind of restrictive Christian life, and they dive into the world of bounty hunting. And it's really, really funny. It's written really well. It's like Orange is the New Black, that type of kind of
Where's
humor.
It on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I would just highly recommend it to any parents of teenagers. I enjoy it and Chester enjoys it. That's what's really nice about it.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple of shout outs before we finish. Sarah Hennessy contacted us today,
yeah.
I think, and sent us some pictures of chocolate from Aldi. I bring you Aldi chocolate news. In addition to the caramel door, I have discovered two more within the collection. Dark chocolate with Spanish almonds and Bolivian popped quinoa.
Oh,
and
what?
Dark with Chinese goji berries and forest fruits. We know the caramel door is lush, but the almond one is delicious. I love dark chocolate and the almond taste. It's like amaretto. I do love amaretto. Not so keen on the goji berry one. Very dark chocolate and not hugely a strong flavour. I'd love to hear you try them. Thank you, Sarah Hennessy. Jamie Add, he messages us quite a lot. He said, glad you guys are back. Have you seen the incredible 2 Weeks to Live with Maisie Williams? It's hilariously weird. It's on Sky, etc. I haven't seen that, Jamie.
No, I'm going to watch
we
that.
We will check that out.
I love like. Maisie Williams.
Who is Maisie Williams?
She's the girl that was in Game of Thrones. You've got to watch Game of Thrones.
Nah, it's not for me. It's right up there with Harry Potter
it's
for me.
So good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word
it's
for it.
It's got everything. It's got violence, good. Sex, intrigue. It's amazing.
Okie dokie. Kathy Crane says, in relation to last week's podcast, if you take the C off chips, what do you get?
Yeah. You are not wrong, Kathy Crane. But I tell you what, those chips, you are literally turning me to the dark side.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
No, it's not. You were just saying you are what you eat. You want to eat less rubbish.
Someone sent us a book, actually, which I will talk about maybe next week, called Nutrition. I don't think there's anything to do with deep fried food in there, sadly. Gemma Harvey, she has found something that you might like, I think. Mm. I think it was some kind of hummus. Some loving the new podcast. A food recommendation is Chickpea, a hummus-based brand that uses imperfect veg to cut down on food waste. My favourite is carrot and ginger turmeric. That looks good. It's all different types of hummus, by the looks of things,
chickpea.
Made from surplus. Yeah, so chick is C-H-I-C and then the letter P, chickpea.
Chickpea.
And they have a website on .co.uk. And she sent me a plate where she's eaten everything. So it's just a messy plate. Well done, Gemma. Also, a DIY find. We couldn't go on holiday, so we did the garden. 14 fence panels to replace. Oh, and she sent us a sprayer, like a...
Oh, yeah.
As a recommendation, like a spray gun.
Well, that's quite good, isn't it?
The Wagner W590 Flexio Universal Spray Gun. It's from Screwfix or Tool Station.
Catchy name.
Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
But we love a DIY tool.
Oh my God. Graham Erin sent us that jet wash thing. It's just a battery handheld jet washer thing. I've got to get one and then I'll jet wash something for you.
I want you to jet wash everything.
Yeah, I love jet washing. I'm all over that.
I love it.
Eileen Palmer has said, just listened to today's episode. So pleased, enjoying listening to the Tim Minchin interview. It was really good, that.
Mm.
I knew you would like hearing about them. Oh, yeah, Eileen recommended that. Thanks. Mm. Thanks to Davina for admitting not knowing what foobar meant as well. I've forgotten. Great episode as usual. Thanks, Aileen. That's very, very kind of you. It'd be nice to get through these, and then we can get some more in. I put these in general, so I don't forget them.
Mm.
Fran James, thanks guys. We gave her a shout out last week. She's getting two shout outs. Oh, these were the glasses. We are getting these glasses from Australia. Remember the phone case with the glasses that slide in the back? So I sent to Daryl Sumpter. He's going to send us these. So I'm looking forward to these because my eyesight is...
It's appalling.
Game.
No, but like what happens to our eyes?
God.
You think
so
yours
bad.
Is bad. Yeah. I have to wear them now to look at you.
Yeah.
This is how bad mine's getting.
And this is, this might be one for me. So glad to have you back. Love listening again. Two recommendations for you. This is from Ruth Clements.
Yeah.
Lily's Pineapple Cider. And if you're making chips for dipping next week, try the Tefal Active Fry.
No.
Much healthier than the deep fat fryer and taste amazing. You've ordered one, right?
So I have got an air fryer.
Okay.
And
is it Tefal?
It's at my house. No, I don't know what it is.
Okay. But I think that's what these are. These active fryers are air fryers.
Oh, okay. So I have bought an air fryer. It's at my house. I'm going to try it this weekend.
Okay.
Are you coming this weekend?
Sunday. I think so.
You're coming on Sunday.
Am I?
Whether you like it or not.
I don't know if I can come on Sunday. But I am coming on Monday morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because we're doing bathrooms on Sunday.
Yes. Great.
I will try it this weekend.
Okay. Well, I'd be very, very interested. I'd like to obviously be around for the christening of the air fryer because I am the connoisseur of all this.
Okay, but you
stuff.
Have to let me cook for you.
Okay.
My fryer.
Maris Piper for the chips, right? They were good, weren't they?
I'll use whatever potatoes I like, thank
you. Okay. I see what's going on here. Yeah, fine. I'll eat any potato. And someone from Stokes has been in touch. They want to send us Stokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have it.
Absolutely.
They do a lot of stuff. Have you tried Stokes Coronation Chicken?
No, but...
Shut up.
Okay.
I mean, I've gone Stokes mad.
Okay, great.
It's a bit like, by the way, Stokes don't pay us at all to say any of this.
But they have offered to send us some stuff.
Yeah,
so.
But they haven't sent us anything so far.
No, they haven't.
I've bought every bit of Stokes that we've tried, I paid for.
Yes.
They make coronation chicken sauce, so you cut up the, like, you can get roasted chicken or whatever, use your leftover chicken and then use it for coronation chicken sandwiches, but the coronation chicken sauce is next level.
Well, I'm very excited about
it. And I bought some garlic mayo.
Yes. I think
I've got it at home.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you've got me one as well, because you'd left it somewhere. But
yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Chips and garlic mayo.
Yeah. Oosh.
Bingo. That's us.
That's us.
I've got lots of other things. We're going to save it for next week.
Next week.
I'm enjoying season two.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I hope the people are too. Lots of people love walking their dogs listening to us. Maybe we change our name to The Dog Walk.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Making the cut.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.